Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, my music, nothing won't come on. I didn't know if it could hear me or not. Okay. 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 Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Community Development Cooperation broadcast today. We are having technical difficulties on this end, but we're going to go on in Jesus' name. Oh, gracious Father, I thank you today for the show. I thank you for what you will give to me to save today to your people, dear Heavenly Father. I thank you. In the blessed name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God. Today, our topic is talking about marriages. God established marriage and the key to a happy and a strong marriage. You know, two people have found each other, pledging to each other a lifetime of commitment, vowed to be devoted and loving, and promising never to leave or forsake each other's vow of faithfulness, bedrock of marriage. You know, these two vows, two people in a miraculous way become one, then beginning a lifetime of working together, worshiping together, playing together, loving together, raising children together, building a home together, solving problems together. We're talking today about God-established marriage and the keys to a happy and a strong marriage. God's loving relationship with his people is so similar to the marriage relationship. And today I went to the Word on this topic. You know, first of all, where and why did God establish marriage? The Word of God says in Genesis 2:18 and 24, And the Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a companion who will help him and see. And, you know, I thought about that. You know, God and told them, multiply. Build the earth and subdue it. When I went over to Malachi in another scripture I found, in 2 and 15, didn't the Lord make you one with your wife in body and spirit? You are his. And what does he want? Godly children from your union. You know, as the best environment for raising children, marriage was designated to help children learn about love by being born into a loving relationship. You know, how tragic when parents fail to model Christ's love before their children. You know, as the scriptures say, a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. You know, this is a great mystery, but it is an illustration of the way Christ and the church are one. You know, as a symbol of Christ and the church, a marriage under God should teach the couple much how God relates to his church. Today we're talking about God-established marriage and the keys to a happy and a strong marriage. That's between a man and a woman, not two men, not two women, but between a man and a woman. And, you know, the idea of marriage began back in Genesis. And the Lord God said, it is not good for man to be alone. I will make a companion who will help him. You know, this explains why a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife. And the two are united into one. You know, marriage was God's idea from the very beginning. It is as old as Eden, yet as fresh as the last wedding. Your marriage is ordained by God. It's a sacred relationship, one not to be entered into lightly. This is sacred, you all. God don't want you to enter into this lightly. You know, and I was thinking about keys to a happy and a strong marriage. You know, when I went to Joshua 24 and 15, it says, chosen today whom you will serve. But as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. That means a united purpose to serve the Lord. And, you know, when we went over to Proverbs 5 and 15, the word of God say, drink water from your own well. Share your love only with your wife. You know, you are to rejoice in the wife of your youth. You are to let her breast satisfy you always. You always be captive by her love. You know, over in Hebrews 13 and 4, it says, give honor to marriage and remain faithful to one another in marriage. God will surely judge people who are immoral and those who commit adultery. Faithfulness. Without faithfulness, there is no need and no real trust or intimacy. That faithfulness. You know, and since there are no longer two but one, you become one. Let no one separate you. But God has joined you together. That means committed. You have a committed relationship. And as I went on reading the different scriptures today, in Romans 15, 1 and 2, it said, we should please others. If we do, what help then? We will bind them up in the Lord, me sacrifice. You know, may God help you live in a complete harmony with each other, each with the attitude of Christ Jesus toward the other. Then all of you can join together with one voice, giving praise and glory to God, understanding each other differently and celebrating them. You know, when you go before the justice of the peace or the preacher, you say, they always tell you, I now pronounce you man and wife. The minister says this. You know, but the bride and the groom look lovely in each other's eyes. Family, friends, even casual acquaintances feel like cheering. Here, two people have found each other, pledging to each other a lifetime of commitment, vows to be devoted, loving, and promising never to leave or forsake each other. Vows of faithfulness are the bedrock of marriage. And when you think about that, through those vows, two people in a miraculous way becomes one. Here God is telling you about how he established marriage, the keys to a happy and a strong marriage. You can follow the scriptures for your marriage. For those of you that's having an unhappy marriage, God give it to you in the word, what you should do, how you should do it. And God wants you to live in complete harmony with each other, each with the attitude of Christ Jesus toward the other. You know, then all of you can join together with one voice, giving praise and glory to God, understanding each other differently and celebrating them. You know, over in Ephesians 5:21 and 33, it says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Submission. He wants you to have that mutual submission. You know, when I went to 1 Corinthians 13:1-13, it tell you about love would last for forever. That means that genuine love that you have for one another. Also, 16, it telling you to confess your sins one to another. Hold on just a moment. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. People trying to get in because they didn't hear me come on really with the music. But we rebuke that enemy right now, send him back to the pits of hell. You know, over in James 5 and 16, it says, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other. You have to keep that line of communication open. Don't go to, you know, go to bed tired, you know, mad with each other. Just remember what God wants you to do in prayer. Pray. Have that communication line open up with one another. Because he will. Hold on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This phone has been, please forgive me, this phone has been ringing off the hook all night and all day. But we're going to continue on talking about God established marriage and the keys to a happy and a strong marriage. And you know, when you think about it, reward her for all she has done or he has done. Let her deeds and your deeds publicly declare her praise and your praise. You know, a constant desire to build each other up, to enchant each other value. You know, the husband should not deprive his wife of sexual intimacy, nor should the wife deprive her husband. We're talking about some of the foundation of good God establishing marriage and the key to a happy and a strong marriage. You'll find that in 1 Corinthians 7:3. And you know, songs say, kiss me again and again, for your love is sweeter than wine. Bring me into your bedroom, oh my king. My lover is like a satch, a myrrh lying between my breath. You know, you to have a healthy sex life. Today we are talking about God established marriage and the keys to a happy and a strong marriage. When you think about two people have found one another, for those of you that's married or have been married, you know what it felt like you pledged each other a lifetime of commitment. Things come up in life. You plan on staying married till God call you home or whatever. Sometimes it don't work out that way. But for those that it has worked out, a good wife, a husband brings many blessings to each other. For those that's married, Proverbs That was a main chapter I went to. Proverbs 31, 10 through 31. It's telling you, who can find a virtuous and a capable wife? She is worth more than precious ruby. When you read that in the Word of God on Proverbs 10 and 31, men who have a virtuous woman, just think about that. She is worth more than precious ruby. It's in your Bible. It's on those pages if you have not tore it out. When you begin, you know, you begin a lifetime of working together in a marriage. You start worshiping together in your marriage. You start playing together in your marriage. You start loving together one another. Then God provide where you start having children where you can raise your children together. Here you're building a home together for you and your children. That's in a strong, happy marriage. The keys to a happy and a strong marriage today. You know, in Proverbs 31:11, the Word of God says her husband can trust her and she will greatly enrich his life. Now, just think about when the man can trust his wife and when the wife, vice versa, can trust the man. We're talking about a happy and a strong marriage. Some of the keys to a good marriage that's been established by God. You know, 31 and 12, the Word says she will not hinder him but help him all her life. Here, she's not going to hinder him, vice versa. Y'all are here to help one another, not to condone one another, not to backbite one another, but God have joined y'all together. Where you are two, now you have become one. That way you can, as God bless you with family. You see why the Word said cleave to your for your husband and your wife. You leave father, you leave mother. You don't just continue on running to mother, running to father. Y'all become one. You open up that line of communication with one another. You know, you're supposed to live happy with the woman you love through all the meaningless days of life. The wife gives you is your reward for all your earthly toil. Tongue and teeth may fall out sometime, but keep that line of communication open. No, you may not agree every day on the same thing, but sit down. Communicate with one another. If God have established, which he has, way in Genesis, we talked about that, where the idea of marriage began in Genesis with Adam and Eve. And, you know, marriage was a good idea from the beginning. Even as old as in Eden, you know. So you have to think about the marriage God have established. God have established marriage and the keys to a happy and a strong marriage. A lot of the things that I have given you earlier in my broadcast, the enemy didn't want me to bring this program today. It didn't want to come on. The phone kept ringing. The music didn't want to come on. But I refuse to let the enemy have any haggard over me. I take authority over him and it and all his imps today, over this broadcast, because this broadcast will go forth today. You know, the wife gives you her husband a reward as well as the husband. You know, the next time something irritates you about your spouse, keep in mind the blessing your mate brings to you as well. That precious time that you have together, that trust you have together, that satisfaction that you have together, that fulfilled need that you have, that helpfulness that you have, that happiness that you have. Do you want to throw that all away overnight? These are some key elements to a happy and a strong marriage. You know, you're probably saying, well, why should we be careful whom we marry? You should be. And 1 Kings 1 and 12 say, 11 through 12, the Lord has clearly instructed his people not to intermarry with those nations because the women they marry would lead them to worship their God. You know, yet Solomon insists on loving them anyway. You know, God have given you what you need. He's telling you in the scriptures, you are to observe God, the true and living God. Don't go outside trying to worship this God and that God. It's not going to work. But a happy and a strong marriage. You both need to be worshiping God together. You both need to be raising your children as God give your family. Raise them in the nurture of the Lord. Don't just throw away for every wind and doctrine or every pretty face come along or every handsome face come along. No, if God have already predestined, already give you your mate, you don't need to be out looking, roaming. No matter what may came up or come up, keep that line of communication open. You know, because God's loving relationship with his people is so similar to the marriage relationship. We have to have that relationship with God. And when you have that relationship with God, you automatically going to have that relationship with your husband and with your wife. Y'all going to bring that relationship in together. Y'all going to have a lifetime of commitment. Y'all have vowed to devote and love and promise to each other, not just before the preacher or the justice of the peace, but you have done that before God. People have forgot the sacredness of marriage. And God don't want that. God ordained marriage. He ordained families. And you know, when I went to Ezra 9:2, the man of God and the word of God said, the man of Israel have married women from these people and have taken them as wives for their son. So the holy race have become polluted by these mixed marriages. Did you see that? That's in the word. These mixed marriages, God made woman for man and man for woman. He did not make Billy, Mary, and Jane. That ain't what God ordained in his word. His word was Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, not Julie and Samantha. He specified. We are having so many problems. Children are all mixed up. They're going astray. They don't know which way to go. You've never seen no two mamas in one house, two daddies in a house. That is not what God has established. God has established marriage and a key to a happy marriage and a strong marriage between a man and a woman. Not the same sex. That is not of God. That's an abomination from the word of God. Men and women of God, or if you say you of God, you need to go back to the scripture. Go back to your foundation on what you read, what you understand. If you don't understand, ask God to give you wisdom and knowledge. He will do that for you. Break away from all this ungodly stuff. We're wondering what's happening in the world. This is one of the abominations that's going on in the world today. People are not doing and following the plan of God. You know, don't team up with those who are unbelievers. That's another thing. You know, you are a believer. Why are you hooked to an unbeliever? Or vice versa. God don't want that. You need to be believer. How can goodness be a partner with wickedness? You can't be spiritual and fooling with wickedness together. You can't have that negative. Leave all that negative and come to the positive of what God is wanting you to do, what God is wanting you to say. You have made a vow to the Lord. We know things happen in life, death may apart you, different other things. But if you boil down to it, God meant for marriages to stay together. A lot of time, we figure we know more than God. No, 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 no. God is the one know everything. We want to go outside of the marriage and do this and say that. That is not what God has ordained. Today we are talking about God established marriage and the keys to a happy and a strong marriage. And I hope a lot that may come to the line later on. And I thank God for the ones that have come to the line this morning. But for those that may touch in or tap into the archives later, I hope it's something that I have said through the Holy Ghost that will help you make the right decision. Come up out of the sin that you've been in and ask God to forgive you today. You know, the person we marry can build us up or destroy us. Don't you know that if you're not married to the right person, you will be destroyed? you or he? You know, the Bible encourages us not to marry someone who is an unbeliever, because it is too easy for that person to tempt us or wait from our faith. My. And if we are married another believer, we still must be sure we are married for the right reason. So many people enter marriage for the wrong reason. They're not entering into marriage for a happy and a strong marriage. They're entering for convenience sake. You know, we have been taught three powerful words: sex, money, and power. But where was love? Did you have love anywhere in your vocabulary? Or did you marry that person for power, or what they can take you to, or what level you can think? Or did you marry them strictly because they're good in bed for sex? What did you, they can buy you everything you need, money? That's what's running the world today: power, money, and sex. But where is the love of God? Where is the love in your heart that you can love your sisters and brothers in Christ? You can love your husband if you are married. You can love your wife if you are married. And for the single woman or the single man that may hear this broadcast, you know, do what God have called you to do. If a Christian woman has a husband who is an unbeliever, he is willing to continue living with her, she must not leave him. Don't leave your mate just because he or she doesn't know Christ. If possible, win that person to Christ, and then both of you and your children will greatly benefit. Today we are talking about God-established marriage and the key to a happy and a strong marriage. You know, your Creator would be your husband. The Lord has called you back from your grief as though you were a young woman abandoned and a wife abandoned by her husband. You know, but you have betrayed me, the word of God. You have been like a fatherless wife who leave her husband, said the Lord. The Lord said, I am jealous for you with the jealousy of God himself. For I promise you as a pure bride to one husband, Christ. You know, our relationship with God is like marriage. It's based on mutual love, faithfulness, and permanent commitment. So today, have a promise from God. A man and woman joined in marriage becomes one. Remember that. You become one. You're in time. You no longer two. You become one. That is our topic for today. God established marriage and the keys to a happy and a strong marriage. Stay tuned next week. We have another exciting topic for you on next week. So to come back to Joy and Peace Outreach next week, on time, on schedule. May God bless you this week. Bye-bye.